90 WTKS.
Ow! 14 minutes past 8 o'clock, 947-1290 to talk to us. Don't get those numbers backwards. Doesn't work that way. The Gift of Dyslexia, Ron Davis, coming tonight to the Georgia Coastal Center, 7 until 9. He has written a book called The Gift of Dyslexia and said that some of the greatest geniuses in the world, which was encouraging when I saw that because I'm dyslexic, and people like Thomas Edison, Leonardo da Vinci, Michelangelo, were all dyslexic. And one of the people who is in charge of putting that lecture on here is Lisa Hall. And the lecture is tonight, 7 until 9, at the Coastal Georgia Center. The charge is $8 a person, $10 if you don't get tickets in advance, and you can get them at a website we'll tell you about. And it's rondavislectures.com. $16 for a family. It's $5 a person in groups of four or more. And Lisa, good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Well, it's good to have you. Thank you so much for coming. What is the now, how did this all get started?
How did the lecture get started?
Yes.
Ron and Alice Davis put it together. They wanted to bring attention back to the book and to help the facilitators like myself who have programs to bring about awareness that we have a program for dyslexia that corrects dyslexia.
And, I think there are a lot of people that don't know that there's one or that we have it all backwards. He talked about one cure that people think of, crawling around on the floor is a good idea to do it because you have to go back to your roots of as a child or something. I thought it was the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Right. And I've talked to some people that had that therapy.
Mm-hmm. and managed to get over it? Okay, good. Get over the therapy anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
What is what is your background by trade?
I am a teacher, mm-hmm. and I taught school for 15 years and before I found this program.
Mm-hmm.
And when I found this program, I had to get training. It's just incredible, the changes that we see.
Well, I'm not sure I knew what it was. Growing up, I might have to read a paragraph four or five times over to actually remember what it said, not necessarily understand it.
Correct.
But just remember what it said. I'm a very slow reader. Mm-hmm. I've had speed reading courses, and it seems to do practically nothing for me.
Right.
At church, when I'm singing a hymn, sometimes I don't recognize the word because it's hyphenated.
Right.
And, things of that nature.
Right.
And I might look at a word like plot and say pilot.
Yes.
Or and indicate and say indicted or vice versa.
Yes. And I see this all the time when I'm working with clients.
Mm-hmm.
And as Ron was telling you, it is from your picture thinking ability.
Mm-hmm.
That you mentioned the hyphen.
Yeah.
A hyphen is a symbol.
Right.
It's not a picture.
Right.
And oftentimes when I'm working with a client, one of the things we do when I'm working with them is we actually master those punctuation symbols. Because they're symbols and not pictures, and many times people are not recognizing them.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's another symbol that looks a lot like a hyphen.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little longer. It's got a dash.
The dash, yeah.
And that's often a punctuation mark that they've never recognized. And, so once we master these, they're able to recognize the difference, and they're like, hey, there's a hyphen, there's a dash. And I've had clients that were reading and never recognized those symbols before,
mm-hmm.
and so they would just run over the punctuation, right?
Mm-hmm. I think he said in one of his books, and he may have it in here, but he said he had a book of pages just of commas.
Yes,
and it was just a page full of commas. He said those are the ones that we took out of the book, so
right.
you can actually read the darn thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but it's interesting. Also, it's printed the book, The Gift of Dyslexia, is printed in large print, and there are no hyphenated words.
Right. Right. And so let's go back to you said that you might call the word pilot
plot or vice versa. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And Ron talked about how much faster the mind is processing information when you're processing with pictures instead
mm-hmm.
of words.
Yeah, it's lightning fast.
And so a lot of times what happens is your brain will get enough of the letters that
mm-hmm.
it'll guess at what's coming next.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll guess at the word because your eyes are
mm-hmm.
seeing only part of the word.
Right.
A lot of times when you're dyslexic, your eyes will go to the middle of the word.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're not seeing the beginning or the end.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you'll guess at what's there. You're getting enough that you'll guess at what's there.
And there is a way to get over that. There,
oh, yes.
That you can overcome all of this.
Oh, yes, yes. Through the methods that Ron Ron has,
all right,
that we use in a program.
All right. Lisa Hall with us this morning, and we'll hear from Ron here in just a second. He's going to be here tonight, 7 to 9 at the Coastal Georgia Center. I highly recommend it to you. And it's $8 in advance, $10 at the door, and they also have some discounts as well. 19 minutes past 8 o'clock. Congressman John Barrow joining us at the bottom of the hour.
Traffic and weather together on News Radio 1290 WTKS.
This update, a service of International Diamond Center. We have a minor accident and vehicles look to be off to the side of the road. Highway 278 Bluffton, right near Buckwalter Parkway. And that's the only accident we have to report to you this morning. Radar hotspots, well, in Richmond Hill, it'll be from the Viaduct south on 17 to the city limits. And in Savannah, it'll be Habersham Street. Mark Robertson, News Radio 1290 WTKS Traffic.
Sunshine here for our Wednesday morning, but we should become mostly cloudy for the afternoon.
That was an amazing process. Congress lying to us. I'm shocked. Well, we have Lisa Hall in with us this morning, an educator by trade and an expert on how to overcome dyslexic inabilities and things of that nature. And we have Ron Davis coming in tonight for a lecture. Highly recommend this to you. Highly recommend the book. I'm about halfway through it, The Gift of Dyslexia. He was 38 years old, Lisa, before he could read a book cover to cover. He said, yet he became a mechanical engineer.
Yes.
So this is what was the process here? And he said he overcame this. We talked to him yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and he said he overcame it like this, or he said
and
this.
It didn't take long once I realized that this problem that I have is because I'm either doing something that is causing it, or I'm failing to do something, and that's what's causing it. And with this kind of thinking, the next thing is, well, what is it that I am doing or not doing? And in chasing that tail, within 36 hours, I went to a library and I read a book from cover to cover in one day. And what I discovered in that time was how to turn off what I was doing that was causing the problem to be there.
Ah. So there you go. That was part of the interview that we did with him a couple of days ago.
Right.
And he's going to be here tonight, 7 to 9, at the Coastal Georgia Center. And what is that process of turning it off and getting in contact? Once upon a time, we thought maybe the left brain was in charge of the left side of the body and the right,
right
brain was charged with the right side of the body, which is exactly the opposite.
Right. So what Ron discovered was when Ron would look at words on the page, as many dyslexics experience, the letters were moving, and they were moving so much so for him that, you know, he couldn't see, his perception wasn't clear, so therefore he couldn't see what was on the page.
Uh-huh.
So through experimenting about, you know, how can I stop this? How can I stop the letters from moving?
Mm-hmm.
He discovered a place. See, what's happening is something called disorientation.
Mm-hmm.
We all have the ability to disorient. But for the dyslexic who is processing information with pictures, those letters are symbols. They're not pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So they cause disorientation in the brain because they're not recognizing. The brain's not processing that. But once he discovered a way to turn that confusion off, the letters were still, and he could read
Wow.
for the first time in his life. And
it just sounds crazy.
Yes, it does.
And I guess that's why we sometimes dyslexic have been classified as stupid or slow learners or
Right.
late bloomers or whatever you want to call it.
Right. Yet I work with individuals who are, you know, their IQs are in the genius range,
mm-hmm.
but yet they might be reading at a fifth grade level or even lower.
Okay.
But what Ron discovered was a way to turn off that disorientation, and what he calls it is orientation counseling. And it's simply a place, because you're so creative and imaginative, it's simply a place to go in your imagination and have your imagination look in this place that's actually above and behind the head. And once he was able to do that, the letters were still, and he was able to read.
Amazing.
It
all
is
right.
Amazing.
So the lecture is tonight, 7 to 9. Come one, come all.
Yes. Yes.
And it's going to be at the Coastal Georgia Center. That's right there behind the Visitor Center downtown off MLK.
Correct.
And so the price is $10 at the door, but you can pre-register, right?
Yes, you can.
All right. So it's rondavislectures.com.
.com.
Okay,
right.
Very good. All right, check it out, folks. And there's also group discounts as well. 20. 20-
News Radio 1290 WTKS with local news first.
I'm Carla Reddit in the WTOC 24-hour newsroom. Savannah Chatham police have released the names of the two people killed in Monday's crash on the Bull.